We are up to three lines in the bottom. Lamed Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Shloisha Shutim Heim Ba'adam. There are three partners in a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other, the Imai. We said this yesterday. Man Shadam Adam Mechabedus Avim V'Simai. When a person honors his parents, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'alani Aleim Ki Lodarti B'Neim V'Kibduni. I consider that if I lived there, they would honor me. Meaning, you can't, right, you can express honor to your parents in a physical way. To the Rebbeinu Shleilu, it's hard to honor him in a physical way. So Rebbeinu Shleilu says, if you show respect to your parents, that means if I would be there, you would honor me in a physical way as well. Tanya Rebbe, I make all of you do this, and be Shomer Olam. Rebbeinu Shleilu knew that Hashabei Mechabedes Ima Yosef Meyaviv, that the tendency of the son to respect his mother more than his father. This is not the awe. This is respect doing things for them. Because she always talks to him nicely. She talks to him, she seduces him with words. She's nicer to him. Since she's nicer to him, he's more willing to do things for her. That's why it says, before Imecha, to tell me that one is as equal as the other. That if a person is in more awe of his father than his mother, because his father is the one that teaches him Torah, right? He's the one that teaches him the right way, the right path in life, more than the mom does. So therefore, he has a feeling of awe more of him than of his mother. That's why it says, to say that they're equal. Rashi Mishadlosai, top Rashi Amar Aleph. The Fata is the Kedahina Vihivata, like the Targum of the word, the Vihivata is our Yishadel. Sorry?
Arsul
says, wins them over. Fine. She wins them over. Okay, I mean, Rashi says, but Fata is the Kedahina. Dr. Gemara Reiter, Tana Tana Kamejo of Nachman. A Tana Breitzer learner said in front of Rav Nachman, is Man Shadda Mataris Abba Vizimai, when a person causes pain to his parents, it was good for me that I didn't live there, because he would cause Shili Moli Dariti B'Neim Tseruni. If I would live there, just like he causes pain to his parents, physical pain, emotional pain, he would do the same to me. Again, it's just an expression that we have to recognize that our parents have the attribute of Bairei, and therefore we have to treat them as a Bairei with respect and awe. And therefore the Rebbeinu Shlom says, you would treat me the same way.
Was this
Messiah?
He's not
Mechabed
them, or does something worse
than that? It causes them anguish.
I mean, going off
the
Jericho, you mean?
No. Not listening to them. Whatever causes parents anguish. Don't think of my right. So you have perfect children, Baruch Hashem. So you don't know what it means. But there are times the parents have tsar from their kids. Kid doesn't eat supper. I don't know. Whatever makes the parents upset. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kaloiva Avera Beseser Kiludoichik Ragli Hashrima. What he does in Avera privately is like pushing away Kaloyachu the legs of the Shechina. Shnei Mekleim Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi, my sky is my throne, V'aretz Adayim Ragli, and the land, the earth, is my footstool. So if you do an Avera Beseser, it's like saying Hashem doesn't see. By saying Hashem doesn't see, what you're saying is, I'm more scared of humans, right? I'm doing a beseser, I'm more scared of humans than I am of Hashem. It means you're pushing Hashem out of the way. Now, Tosfos speaks out that there is a case where a person should do an avera beseser, but a person can't control himself when he has to do an avera. So it says in the Gemara Chagiga, right? He should get away because he doesn't want make a chul Hashem with the Avera if he does it in public. But we're talking about in a case that a guy could control himself. And he could control himself, and he doesn't, and he does it privately, that's the Kilu Deichik Ragli Hashchina. Rashi, the Trashi, Lari Kladayim Ragli, Va'ivri B'Seisr, Aymer Ein HaMokim Kan. one who's over privately is saying the Rabbanu Shlomo is not here. The people who nister leimer en yedeya, he hides, like to say the Rabbanu Shlomo doesn't know. Nimtza kedayachik raglikim mekatzrei. It's like pushing away Hashem's feet and shortening them. Leimer en kan, he's not here. Yes, doctor.
I'm sorry, just to go back a second. The construction tannis kmeida of Nachman. It seems to me, although I may be wrong, that that construction is usually used when the Amora then says, go and teach that outside. Not always.
Okay. There's no rule, no general rule of that at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Dr. Gemara Vector. I'm Rabbi Shulam Alevi, Asa La'adam Shehalach Arba Amos Mekayim Eskufa. Now some Rishayim don't have the Gersa of Arba Amos. They have the Gersa of Asa La'adam Shehalach Mekayim Eskufa, which is the way it's paskim. Person shouldn't walk with a, how does he translate Kayim Eskufa? What? Erect posture. Shenema Meloicha La'ayetz Kuvayda. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says that means he can't see where he's walking. Erect posture means he's not looking down to see if in front of him is something that's that's stumbling block. Meaning he keeps his, as if he's not interested in the ground. But if a person looks downward a little bit to see what's in front of him, that's not Kaimus Kufa. That's what the Rav Shulchan Aruch says. But we Paskin has nothing to do with Arba Amos. As I mentioned a moment ago, many Rishayim don't have the Girsa Arba Amos. Rashi? No Rashi.
That should be like body. I mean, should it showing like what is the
Rashi? Malaycha Loretz Kvaydai. The Rashi Mashma Mishtarvev V'Yared Lamata. It's Mashma that the Shechina comes down. I don't know what the word Mishtarvev means. I think it moves and goes down. V'Zaykim Kamasa Nira Kedaychik. One who walks erect is like saying I'm it. I'm it. The attitude of I'm it, the walking of I'm it, the posture of I'm it, is it's like pushing away the Shekhinah. Now, again, Rav Shulchan Aruch says, it's a person that walks erect without keeping an eye on the ground. That's what Kayim Eskufa means. A regular person, even when he walks, he doesn't have to walk hunched. He just walks in a way that he can keep track of the ground in front of him, instead of just looking away like the ground doesn't make a difference. Again, that's the Rav Shulchan Aruch's interpretation.
Cleveland Heights sidewalks, it's very wide. There's Kumar and Tukau.
Yes. That's the Gemara Vayta. Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, Lemaski Arba Amos Begili Reish. Now this is a big machloikus, whether this is a halacha or a minig. Bezman I say it's a halacha. But Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua did not walk four Amos with an uncovered head. How could I walk with an uncovered head if the Shekhinah is above me? I have to show respect for the Shekhinah by keeping my head covered. Rashi? No Rashi. Now again, this is brought in halacha major machloikas. Some hold it's only a minig, a chumrah, and some hold that it's a halacha. And it's brought down in shul. Even those who say it's only a minig say in a shul it's a halacha. But the Zman said, we paskim like Darkwainim to say that you're not allowed to walk. And not only not allowed to walk to Avad Amos, they want to tie in that you can't even have your head uncovered, period. Even if you're not walking, even if you're just sitting. But again, this is, the Zman said, that's the accepted halacha, so we're not going to get involved in any more problem than that.
We're not talking about
that's it. Yarmulke stands for Yare Ka. Yare Mika. That's where the word came from. Yare Mika. What?
Is that
Malka? Maybe Malka. Maybe you're right. I have no idea. You might. It could be your Malka. Could be. I have no idea. I heard all kinds of different versions. They're all kulam. They're all in the same way. Basically saying, fear the Rabbanu Shlomo.
So they say that the person's home is Kedalat Amos?
Nothing to do with this. Again, I'm not getting involved in that look. I said that. I'm leaving it alone, which is not negated today. Some people hold that it's only a chumrah. It's not necessary. Some people say only outdoors. Some people say everywhere. So we paskin everywhere. So this is not negated. We're not going to get involved. Don't think of my right. Shol ben Amon Achas is Rabbi Yezer, a orphan who lost his father, Rachman al-Litvan. Yes, Rabbi Yezer. Abay mashkeni mayim. What if somebody's father wants a drink of water and his mom wants a drink of water? Which one does he do first? Amalai, Hana kvoid imecha, vasei kvoid avicha. Leave your mother and do your father. Shatav imecha chayavim bekvoid avicha. Because your mom also has a chiyav of respect towards her husband. That doesn't mean she has to get him a drink of water necessarily. All it means is that because they're both equal chayuvim on the son, I'm going to make this clear, because the son is equally obligated to each of them, and one has a slight obligation, has obligations towards the other, therefore that puts that one ahead. Meaning, as far as the son is concerned, there's equal mitzvah asay. Honor your father, honor your mother. One is not any more than the other. However, mom also has a chiyuv of respect honoring her husband. Therefore, it puts father before the mother. Which I'm trying to avoid is, in a case where a person is mechuyev to honor his one more than the other, this doesn't play. For instance, let's say one of his parents remarried. The halacha is, you mechuyev to be mechabed the spouse of the parent, even though they're not your parent. That's the halacha. Baal imay eshes aviv. What if the mother's husband asked you for a drink of water, and the mother asked you for a drink of water? Then the Pesach will say, you give your mother. Aye, she's mechuyev to honor her husband. Yeah, but you don't have that same chiyuv to him as you have to your mother. That's an added chiyuv. It's not the same as your mom. Her husband is not your father. So that's what I'm trying to say. It's only when the two chiyuvim are equal, then the fact that one has to honor the other plays a part. But if they're not equal chiyuvim, then you do the one that's the greater chiyuv, even though that person has a chiyuv to honor. For instance, Rashi brings down a chumash that Vayizbach Zvachim Lulikei Aviv Yitzchak, Latrashi Mikan, Shechayiv Adam Bekweit Aviv, Yoysi Mikweit Avi Aviv. He's mechuyev in the respect of his father more than his grandfather. And everybody asks, what do you mean? If your grandfather asks you a drink of water and your father asks you a drink of water, why don't you have to give your grandfather first? Because your father has to honor him. Again, the same answer is given by the Achrayim. Your chiyuv to your father is greater than your chiyuv to your grandfather. That svara, that your father has to honor his father, is only when they're two equals. But they're not equal. So therefore you do your greater chiyuv, which is to your own father rather than your own grandfather. That is the way that Achrayim answer. Not everybody agrees to this, but that's the accepted halacha. Yes?
It's interesting. That reasoning obviates the idea that this derives from the fact that the parents are bore. Because if your grandfather didn't have any children, neither would your father.
Again, your direct chiyuv that the Torah gave you is the one that was bayrei you. No, but it does make a difference. It's the one that was bayrei you. That's what I'm saying. You have to deal with the one that did you. It makes no difference. The bottom line is that's halacha.
No, this is a problem in Tamei and Mitzvah, not in terms of the
Mitzvah. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
How the literature is read.
Never understand rushes, but this is brought halacha. I was dealing with halacha. I wasn't dealing in figuring it out. I never understand.
What, for example, does a wife have to do for the husband? Not the other way.
She has to make his bed. Matir Samita, Rechetz Sayad of Araglov. There's a third one there. I forgot what the third one is. I should remember. Right, making his bed. Rechetz Sayad of Araglov. Bicycle Sakais. Get his drink for him. Mix his drink for him. She is mechuyev. She has chiyuv to her. Now, even though it says a person is mechuyev to mechabed his wife, there's no direct chiyuvim that say do A, B, and C. Just treat her with respect. Here there's direct chiyuvim that a woman has to her husband. There's a whole Mishnah in Ksubas that lists the Eil Dvarim Shishai Sela
Bailah. What's the makor to that?
I don't know. It makes no difference to me. This is halacha. It's a Mishnah in Ksubas. I don't know. That's not a difference.
I'm trying to bring halacha home.
Again, it's a Mishnah in Ksubas. that says these are the obligations a woman has to her husband.
We want to do halacha correctly. I want to know where
that's
tell my wife.
Well, take a look at the Mishnah and Subas and read it to your wife. And then run out of the house.
Right. She can read it to me probably like better than I can read it to her. What does the Siva Shalom say about it?
I have no idea. Right. Rashi? No Rashi. Both of Rabbi Yeshua. So the same child went to Rabbi Yeshua. Amalekach, Rabbi. So Rabbi Yeshua gave him the same answer, that you do your father before your mother. Amalek Rabbi, Nisgar Shemahu. What if the parents are divorced? If the parents are divorced, who do you give first, dad or mom? Mom is not obligated in covenant of the father at that point. She's not married to him anymore. Amalei, so he said to him, "Mibein risei anecha nikar, pashtus, it means from your eyelashes, it's visible, shebet amanata. You show signs of a person that's cried excessively, which means you're probably an orphan, that's what you are. So therefore, he answered him in a jokey way, according to most Rishayim, but the answer to him is, there is no preference. But instead of saying there's no preference, because you're equally chayav on each one, he said, in a jokey way, put water in a basin, and chirp to them like chickens, here, chicky, chicky, meaning call them both over and say, here it is. Basically, you have no chayav to one over the other. He answered him in a jokey way, because it's not Megayel Amaisa. So he didn't answer him directly. He said, it's not Megayel you. You don't have a father. So what are you hocking me a chaynik? Tears there, put the water in the middle and call them over, they should get it. But the most Rishayim learned, he told them, is there's no preference one more than the other. Rashi. Look to Rashi, Amalekach, Rabbi Shuva Heshav Lekadach, Sheshav Lekadach. This Garsha, She'eni Michayevas Bekoit Avi Mahu. What is it then? May we see Anecha? Sarai Shebeshurai Kisri Ayin, here in the row of the covering of the eye. Atanik of Shayisa Yasim, Benishiru Risi Anecha, and your eyelashes fell out Minapchi from crying. And we find a similar thing, because I mean in the Sanhedrin, the Hayar of Gamil Shemeya Kailo Baicha, was a lady that lost a son and she was crying. And Gamil cried along with her, Achanishiru Risi Ainav, till his eyelashes fell out. Sheben Amonata, you're not asking this because you have a question, Lamaisa. You want to know the halacha. And I am telling you, Shekavich name Shava Lecha. That's how Rashi learns and most Rishayim. Again, I didn't make a head count. But that covet of both of them are equal. Hatal Hamayim Besofu Vikakeya. Karka Lehem. Chirp or do a noise. Kamashim Karka Lehem when you call chickens. Why did he answer him that way? Since it wasn't Lamaisa, was Shalai Kabai Shalom Lassois, and he asked the question as if it was Negei Lamaisa, Amalai, he said, Abba V'ima, my father and my mother, even though he didn't have a father. Heshiva B'losh is like. So he answered him in a jokey way. Like, it's not Negei you anyway, so put it in the middle and let the call up the cup. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Yes, doctor.
Rashi answered my question.
Good. Originally, he asked it correctly, correct? He said, Abba V'imo.
My father and my mother.
Right.
Again, he asked the same thing. Now, Achrayim asked, why did he ask Rabbi Yeshua the second question? Why didn't he ask Rabbi Eliezer the second question? Rabbi Eliezer only asked one question, then he went and asked the same question from Rabbi Yeshua. When Rabbi Yeshua gave him the same answer, he asked Rabbi Yeshua the second question. Why didn't he ask Rabbi Eliezer the second question? Also, I don't know. I mean, I saw answers, but I'm not going to say them over yet.
But what's wrong with asking a question that's not Nogea?
Rashi says the wording, my father, my mother. Again, he went to Eliezer and to Yeshua. He said, my father told me and my mother told me.
Right.
He had no father. He was a ben amana. He had no father.
So
the Shiloh should have been Ab V'Aim, not Abba V'Ima.
So originally when he asked it, it should have been a joke.
So I don't know, Eliezer didn't make the joke, but Yeshua did make the joke. He only made the joke on the second question when he asked her the divorce.
Right, right.
So he told him, come on, let's talk to you, China. It's not to gay you. Why'd you word it that way? So he made a joke in the answer.
Maybe he was embarrassed.
I don't know. You have to ask him a shorter question. I don't know what you want from me. I don't know. Like, this is what you're asking now is a kasha and a mice.
No, I'm just
thinking. This is a story that happened. What do you want me to do?
Avram Viper.
Huh? Well, it doesn't make a difference. Both get divorced when they're divorced.
What I'm saying is that he maybe felt embarrassed.
Again, what you're asking now is a kasha and a story.
No,
what do you want me to do with that?
I want you to give
us some drusha. Okay. That's my right. Darish Ula Rabba Apitzka the Bein Nasiya. The great Ula darshan by the door of the Bein of the Nasi. Now again, I'm just mentioning this. In Eretz Yisrael, there was an office of Nasi. In Bavel, there was an office of Rech Galusa. Of each one of the two, they were in charge of the affairs. In Eretz Yisrael, they were less in charge than they were in Bavel. The Bein Nasiya was more a learning position than it was a leadership position of Lamaisa, because the Israelis, the Ashishrael, because they did not live under Bavel, they lived under Rome. And Rome was not as benevolent to giving the Jews rights. And therefore the Bein Nasiya did not have the power of the Resh Galusa. It just was what it was. The Resh Galusa had more power, just pointing this out. It has nothing to do with this Gemara. I'm sorry? The Eretz Yisrael, they were under the Romans, right?
This is not the regular Ula?
This is the regular Ula. I don't know why it's called Ula Rab. I think it's the regular Ula. I don't know. Ula is one of the Amoraim that went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He quotes Rabbi Yechonin many times. Again, as I mentioned many a time, the fax machine didn't work, email didn't work, and they had no Zoom. So what happened is, when Rabbi Yechonin said something in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't hear it in Bavel. There were Tamidim of Rabbi Yechonin. There were a whole few of them, I shouldn't say, many of them, that came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and they transmitted Rabbi Yechonin's Torah. Therefore, many times you will find Amr Ula, Amr Rabbi Yechonin. Because Ula is telling us in Bavel what Rabbi Yechonin said in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Dimi, Ravin, there are a whole few of them, I might remember all of them, who were the ones that went back and forth, traveled. The regular people did not travel back and forth. Ula is one of those that did come one, at least one way, but he constantly traveled back and forth, I don't know. Yes, doctor.
I mean, the Gemara is a redaction of the statements of many people brought into one corpus. It's, you see the title Beribi applied sometimes yes and sometimes no to a number of people. It is
right.
Maybe the same as this.
Could be. Ma'idach Sev says in the Pasuk, Yaducha Hashem Kol Malchei Aretz. Hashem will be, they praise you, Hashem, all the kings of the land. Kishamur Imrei Picha, because they heard the words, plural, of your mouth. Ma'imrei Picha Loi Nemar. It doesn't say they praise you because they heard the word of your mouth, singular. Ela Imrei Picha, the words, plural, of your mouth. V'shashamra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anoichi V'lo Yelach. When Hashem said the first of two of the Aseret HaDibros, Amru Umas Ha'olam L'Chorit Atzma Hu Dairish. The Goyim said, and I don't know if the Goyim heard it directly, they heard it afterwards, I don't know. But whenever they heard that Hashem said those two things, they said, it makes sense, kings like their own respect. And therefore he's insisting that you have him as the only one, and you can't have another God, because that's what any king of that rules would insist. No other kings, you just know me as a king, right? This is normal kingdom behavior. They did not see this, you know, this is what a king wants. But then he said, honor your parents. Now, normal kings don't ask you to honor anybody else. They only care about themselves. He, Hashem, cared about parents. Amru, chazru v'haydu l'mamaris rishaynis. So they said, you know what? He doesn't mean himself. He means emes. He means truth. The raya is, he's asking you to honor your parents, which is not what he would care about himself. The raya, he's not, I mean, not like a regular king who only thinks about himself and his monarchy. He wants the emes. And this is all emes, and therefore they understood that the first part is also emes. Rav Amar Mahacha. Rav says the same drasha, but it has a different source. It says, Roish Devarcha Emes. The first of your words are emes. So do you mean, Roish Devarcha, but Roish Saif Devarcha? What, only the first is emes? Elam Saif Devarcha Nikar, Shem Roish Devarcha Emes. It was when you got later in your Aseres HaDibros that people said, you know what? It's all true. Because showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about Kabbalah Tzavicha V'Simecha is showing that the Rabbi Nishlam is interested in Emes, not in himself. Rashi. Chazru v'haydu l'mamaras v'rishaynis. Kochke sh'chayv ad ha-mechloidai. Sh'av hu shuta b'b'yasek ha-ve v'imai. If he has to honor his parents, for sure he should honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's also a partner. The Chayev HaMaisa Mesur Miyad, and he's also in charge of life. Reish Dvarach HaEmes. But Huskik HaKosav Leimer Reish Dvarach HaEmes. There's no need for the Pasuk to stress that the first words are true. Elavisha Meranana Machet Dvarav Rishaynim. Because they were questioning his first words. Leimer L'chmoida Hizir. He's only interested in his own honor. L'achaz Man Chazru V'haydu. Then they admitted he does not mean his honor, because Yishamu Saim Dvarav Lamdu should Reish Dvarav HaEmes. When they heard the end, they realized that Reish Dvarach HaEmes. Correct.
Chazru V'haydu is going back on the Goyim?
Yes.
What does he know about this Shutuf business?
What does the guy know?
Meaning, he says Mechabed, the parents, that shows Hashem is equating everyone together, right?
It means Hashem is saying, honor the ones who created you. So then for sure you should honor Hashem, he's part of your creation.
Honor the people that...
So Rashi says. Now, I once heard from my Rav when I was a boy, way back, going back many, many years, that he said over, I don't know from who, that Pshat is, when you get the Kabbalah Shavigo Simecha and you see how the youth honor their parents, you realize the Torah is right. Because in the non-Torah world, kids don't honor their parents. It's when only it's the chiyuv of kibud av v'em, the Torah, that makes kids honor their parents. So when the goyim see kibud av v'em, they say Rabbi Nishlam is right, meaning you have to be a maimon. That strengthens your belief in Torah, because they see how kids, meaning the famous story of Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky was traveling with a guy named Yechiel Kedishoy. He was an aide of Menachem Begin's. And they were on the plane, and Rabbi Yankov and Enikluch were taking care of their grandfather. So he said to Rabbi Yankov, he's jealous in the way his grandchildren treat him. He says, my grandchildren don't treat me that way. So Rabbi Yankov told him, it makes 100% sense. He says, you believe the man came from monkey. So every generation further is one generation further away from a monkey. So you should honor them. They're further away in the monkeys than you are. We believe Torah came from Har Sinai. I'm two generations closer to Har Sinai than my grandchildren are, so they honor me. That's the difference. Kabbalah Tzavicha V'Simecha is a proof to that. So I heard it from my Rav 60 years ago. Weiter.
This is Dafka talking about the first and the fifth of the Aseres Tzavicha, right?
I can't hear what you're saying.
This is talking about Dafka, the first and the fifth of the Aseres Tzavicha.
Correct. First two and the fifth.
Sorry?
First two and the fifth. Dafka, Rabbi Weiter. By my name, Rav Ula. They asked Rav Ula a question. I don't know who Rav Ula is. It's not Ula. Ula is not usually called Rav Ula, so it must have been a different one. At Heichen Kibud Av V'Em, to what extent is a person mechuyev to honor his parents? Amar lahem, tzu uru ma'asa evig achavim echad ba'ashkelon. Go see what a guy did in Ashkelon. V'dama ben Asina Shemai, and his name was Dama ben Asina. Pamachas b'kshu chachamim prakmati b'shishim riba yitzchar. They wanted to do business with him. He would make 600,000, whatever coin it was, as profit. By Miftayach Munach Takas Mereshayshev Shalaviv. And the key to wherever this pragmatia was under his father's head and who was sleeping. The light Tzirai, and he didn't bother him to wake him up. That's the Chiyuv of Kibud Av V'Em. Now, for a moment. If somebody didn't wake me up for $600,000 profit, I think I'd be a lot more upset than if he did wake me up. I think that would be like self-understood, right? If my kid said to me, Ty, I didn't want to wake you. Somebody came and dropped off a $600,000 check, but he would only give it to you, and he's leaving town, and he's not giving it to you anymore. Ty, we didn't want to wake you up. I would tell my kid, you got a head on your shoulders. $600,000 doesn't walk on the street. You know what I mean? What are you talking about? The answer is, the Rishayim say that he was not well. He was not well. He didn't. The father would not appreciate the $600,000. He would just be suffering that he was woken up. To him, the fact that his son made a $600,000 deal would not have made a difference. He wasn't well. If you're not well, you don't. He's past that. He's beyond money. So therefore, Dama ben Asina didn't wake him up to be Mitzayra. So the Rishayim speak out. This is a big kasha, because we paskin, kivet av is mishal av. You don't use your own money to honor your father. You only use his money to honor him. We'll get to that later on, probably tomorrow, next day, one of those two, probably Thursday. So the question is, so why over here is Dama ben Asina giving up $600,000 of his own money? The answer is, it wasn't his own money. It's menias harevach. It's not using his own money. It's not getting money. That's not called using your own money. One is not allowed to cause tsar. Others say, keep it av as mishalav. But to be mitzara, father, person has to give it, not to be mitzara, he has to give up his own money. So there's difference between terutzim and the achrayim of what happens to halacha of keep it av mishalav. He's using $600,000. Some say he didn't have it yet. When he doesn't have it yet, it's not called his money. And some say it's tsar as opposed to kibbut. And therefore, kibbut is one thing, tsar is another, causing him tsar. That he wasn't allowed to do. And again, before the Rishayim speak out, he was not well. Not well. If not, it makes senseless. Who wouldn't want their kid to wake them up for $600,000? So therefore, they say he wasn't well. The Reb Tzaddik says, and I rarely do this, go and tell you Reb Tzaddik's, but Reb Tzaddik says, why does the Gemara bring Raya from Goyim to Kibbut Avim? The Medrash talks about Esav's Kibbut Avim. The Gemara brings from Dama ben Asina. There are Gemaras to bring from Tanoim. We will have that later. But the Gemara spent a lot of time on Goyim's Kibbut Avim. So Reb Tzaddik says, because for a yid, not necessarily is it better that he was created than he wasn't created. He has mitzvahs and averis. His hakaras hatayev to his parents is tempered by the fact that he has now a big job. A guy only has olam hazeh. This is great. This is great life. And therefore, his feeling of appreciation to his parents, that's what it's all about. My parents brought me into this world, and now I got a massive job. So even though we're happy that my parents brought me to this world, I can do this massive job, but it is a massive job. I have to earn olam haba. It's not like I can sit back and enjoy the sights. I have to. But Dama ben Asina didn't have to earn olam haba. All he had to do is have a great time, a grand old time. So there, he was very appreciative to his parents. So he had an easier time. That's why Esav had an easier time. No olam haba involved. No olam haba involved. Life is great. What makes life difficult is because we have nisyonos, because we're worried about olam haba. Again, it's Reb Tzaddik, take it, leave it, don't sign the game, chop the Gemara. What? Pashtus not. It could be yes. It's a big machlokes akroinim whether mitzvah sichlius a guy has. It's called the mitzvah sichlius. Logic says a person should honor their parents.
The difference between umos
olam
and akum?
Not for this, no. Not that I know of. Pashtus umos olam doesn't necessarily mean oiv deved zara. So, nothing in my bite to Shalom, Rabbi Shalom, Amr Rabbi Huda Mishmu. Shalom, Rabbi Yezad, they can keep it ave. Amalem said the same story, but with more detail. Tzuru ma'as oiv chum echad lovin ba'ashkalon, b'dama ben esin eshmai. Big shum emenu chacham emavonim le'efoid. It told you what they wanted. They wanted stones for the efoid, b'shishim riba ischar. Kanamasni b'shmeinim riba, 800,000 ischar. By mifteach munach, well, I see it right. And he didn't wake his dad up. Next year, he got a paraduma. You would pay for par aduma limitless amount of money. I just want money that I lost because of Tibet Ave. He got paid in Olam Hazeh. Right? This is what Dribbaitim did. He paid him in Olam Hazeh. He got him the money that he lost. Look how Mitzchar, the person who's not commanded for Kibbut Aveim, does. And we'll get to that in a second. Let's just catch up with Rashi. Rashi, B'shishim Riba Yitzchar, he mistakab, B'shishim Riba Din Rizav. Takas Mer Shaisim Shalaviv, who Yashin, the father, was sleeping. Ma Misha'in Mitzvah Vaisakach, Shilom Le'akadish Baruch Hu Scharai, for sure he Mitzvah Vaisakach. Amr Abchanina. God will mitzvah v'aisa, yaisim and misha'ina mitzvah v'aisa. You get more schar when you're commanded, more than when you're not commanded. Rashi? No Rashi. What is the reason for that? So there's, I think, three different shitas in the Rishayim. Well, I should say two different shitas. Taitra says that the reason a mitzvah v'aisa gets more schar is because he has the worry that he has to get it done. The Eidah Mitzvah V'Aisa, it's like a 12-year-old has an easier time fasting than a 13-year-old. Why? Because the 12-year-old knows, if it gets hard, I can eat. The 13-year-old knows he can't eat. That's called Pas B'Salai. When it's available, you don't need it as much as when it's unavailable. A person that's not Mitzvah V'Aisa, if it gets too hard, he won't do it. But some of the life has no choice. Therefore, it makes the job harder. That's Tyson's Shita. That's why the Schar is more, because it's a harder job. Others learn, there's three Shitas, that the Yetzahara goes more on a Mitzvah Vaisa. And the third reason is, and this is Ramban, that said, when you're Mitzvah Vaisa, besides doing the item, you're showing you're an Eved. You're doing what the boss says. When you do your own thing, you're not showing you're doing what the boss says. It might be very noble of you to do extra things, but that's your own free volition. It's not doing an Eved. You get schar for being an Eved. Eved does what the script says he has to do. That's Avdus. It's an expression of Avdus. The doing your own thing is not an expression of Avdus. So therefore you get more schar from Mitzvah V'Aisa, that's Ramban. The site is the Ramban. It goes together with a Ran in the Dorem that says, making the Dorem is like building a Bama. Why is it like building a Bama? So Krashi, Ran, the Torah gave you rules. What, you need more? You're writing your own Torah? Keep the Torah. Don't do your own thing. That's what Ramban is saying. You want to do your own thing, you get schar. But doing what, being an Eved Hashem is what gets you this, the most schar. Doing what you're told is obvious. That's what I'm about to say.
So he said, don't give me any more because you wanted the extra for Olapavo?
No. He just wanted to make a good deal. You know, he just was a nice guy.
He can't be that crazy. Boy, you know, we have these people that come in for twice a month, and then we're getting all this kind of people. You know, it was easy.
I'm Rav Yosef. Now, the next Gemara is a fascinating Gemara. Not that the Gemara needs my Haskama, but it's a fascinating Gemara. Mereish Havamina Manda Hav Amr Li Halochen Krabi Yehuda Zamer Suma Patim and Hametzus Avidna Yaimet Havel Rabbanan. I used to think Rav Yosef Rachman al-Utsman was blind. And he didn't know whether we paskin like a Yehuda that a Summa is Patim and Hametzus. Yehuda holds a blind person doesn't have to keep Mitzvus Hasays. And the Rabbanan say, yes, he does. And Rav Yosef didn't know what Halacha was like. He said, when I was younger, I used to think I'd like the Halacha to be like a Yehuda. I get more schar. I'm doing mitzvahs that I don't have to do. Merei Shav Amina, I used to think, I used to say, the man to Amarli, Halacha Krav Yehuda, I'm a suma part of an amitzvahs, I've been the Yemet out of the Rabbanon. I would make a party for the Rabbanon. I'm not commanded, but I'm doing it. I do it. But now that I heard the statement that being a mitzvah vice is greater, I'm happier to hear that halacha is I am a mitzvah. Now, what's fascinating about this Gemara is the Rishonim bring a medrash. The Rabbi Yosef caused blindness for himself because he didn't want to live in a world that he would be over in the Isser Stachlus. Medrash. He caused himself to be blind. When he did that, he didn't know whether he'd be losing schar or not. He might be losing schar, might be gaining schar. Didn't know. Absolutely, he said it. Mandamerly. No, he didn't know whether it's better to be a mitzvah or not be a mitzvah.
But he took it into his own hands to become a
sumo. That's what's fascinating. That means he was willing to take a chance that he wouldn't be mitzvah. And he wasn't sure if that law is a community or a banan. Right? Rather than have the Isser Stachlus. I will, if you give me 1 second. I know some of you don't have this available, and it's fine. But if you look at the run, you don't usually read runs inside. On pages Gimel in the regular Gemara, not Eisvahadar, in the narrow lines towards the top, pages Gimel in the Rif. On the Gemara of Daf. Not in the Gemara, it's in the Ran. On the Gemara of Daf, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. It's in the Rif. It's not in the Gemara. In the Rif, page of Gimel. Unless you have an Eis V'Hadar, it's page of Gimel. I don't have an Eis V'Hadar. So it says over here, V'Oid, Garav Yosef, it's in the middle of the narrow lines, the first word of the line is Oid. He saw and he became blind. The Sami Navshe, he blinded himself. He couldn't control himself not to look out of his Dalet Amos. And he wanted to live a life where he didn't have to look around and see things that he shouldn't see. That's the Rav Ben Tzvi Medrash. Okay, yes.
Is that a mitzvah or
no.
Is that an advisory?
An advisory, that once you see it, it's remembered a mitzvah.
Are there any
mitzvahs
which involve seeing?
Yeah, Kiddush Levana, probably.
I mean, that's a deraisa.
No, Risavice is not a deraisa either. It's just wearing distance.
Right. No, that's what I'm asking. I mean, no. He cut himself out of a mitzvah per se. That's very different.
Just say, God, this is a medrash agada.
Well, what's happening is he's falling short of other mitzvahs.
Why?
A mitzvah deraisa.
Why?
Because he can't see now.
Again, shows that's why I said. See that he was so afraid that he would see things that he shouldn't see, which is usher, that he felt it was worth the trade. I'm just telling you what I think. Here we're going.
Rabbi, how would he have been permitted to harm himself?
It's a big shaila how he did it. Meaning, it's not so simple how he did it. The question is, how was he allowed to cause himself to be blind? The big question, how he got it done. It's not so simple. The question is a good question. I don't have a real good answer to it.
Is my question good?
Not as good.
What do you?
Because you're assuming things. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what the difference is between Harvey and your question. Harvey's question is asking halacha. You're not allowed to harm yourself. You're asking to me, how could he do it? Look, it's wrong to do. He held this was the right thing to do.
Our whole life is choices.
Right. He made a choice.
Our whole life is yonos we have to overcome.
He made a choice not to have those misjainas that he felt he couldn't overcome.
There's two paths to go, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Rabbi, who's older, you or Boros?
I'm not sure. But that's not the point. But Baruch Meisner is telling you, you don't choose a path with Nishayinus, you choose the path to have less Nishayinus. Yes.
If you want, there is such a thing called, it sounds rather judgmental, but there is such a thing known as hysterical blindness, whereas in a volitional fashion, people do not see.
Yeah, is it a big shiloh? Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. But
you do not need.
Yeah, but then most of the Mepharshim learned that there was some kind of an act. Some of the Mepharshim say, I never knew this, that he locked himself up in a dark room for 40 days. And then after 40 days, he looked at a certain stone, and it caused something like that caused blindness. Again, it even says the name of the stone. I'm just quoting. I don't know.
I mean, as far as his injury, you can do it pretty easily. Which is
no, he didn't. He didn't. That's what I'm saying. He didn't take a knife and do that.
I never thought that. That's what I said.
There's a medrash that talks about Rav had 10 things that he was machmer on. And when he died, Talmidim accepted upon themselves to do, each Talmud accepted one. And Rav Yosef was one of the people, he wasn't a Talmud of Rav, but he was a Talmud of a Talmud of Rav. He accepted that he wouldn't look out of his forearm.
By the way, Avram is actually quoting the Ramchal, which, although what you said is absolutely correct.
Yeah, no, I know life is about choices. That's what we're here for, to choose. He chose.
I make choices permanently blinded?
Yeah. Yes. And the Kiddush is, that he did it not knowing whether he was going to lose or gain star. Wasn't sure. That's the Chiddush. Again, it's Reb Yosef. Yes.
I don't know if you get star for a year as chet, because it's not a thing defined in time by action. On the other hand, everyone agrees year as chet is a good thing.
Yes. Don't think about it. He asked Rav Dimi when Rav Dimi came, Amar, Pamachas Hayalavish Chirkin Shozav. He was wearing a golden cloak. Vayasha Ben Daila Raimi, he was sitting in the Roman Senate, Dhamma Benesina. Ubasa Ima Vikarasim Imenu. His mother came, who also was not, she was over the hill already, she was senile, and she ripped it off of him. She hit him in the head, Vyarkala Bafana was spitting to his face, her face. He did not embarrass her. Keep it in. Rashi. Rashi? Lemav kadina shay sagi nor. Yaim etavim l'rabbanan sudu l'tamidim. Hamagos shay lovish davet benesina sirkin levush. Shekayim cinder shazav. Merukim chitizav. It was woven with golden thread. Now, as an aside. Not as an aside. The Marashal, Yamshu Shloima, brings a raya from this Gemara that a suzus bar mitzvah is an obligation. Because Rav Yosef said, I would make a party when I find out I'm a mitzvah vayisa. The end of his life, he heard the mitzvah vayisa gets more schar. He said, I'll make a party if somebody tells me halacha is mitzvah vayisa. I'll make a party. That means this is where the chi of making a suzus and a bar mitzvah is. Rav Ashar says, almost as much as a marriage. Or as much as a marriage. It's a simcha gedayla. Person becomes a mitzvah vayisa.
You know,
that's up to you. You know, I'm not getting involved. Don't worry. You'll pay for your anaklus once. It's okay. That's what we strive for. To be able to pay our anaklus by mitzvah. You have to make it to there. You know, it's a big schus. Everybody should have a wonderful day.